You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The McCall Winter Carnival has been an Idaho staple since the 1960s. The celebration, which features a Mardi Gras parade, live music, and of course, the famous snow sculptures all around town, brings in about 60,000 people to this small mountain town every year. The carnival officially kicks off today, and joining me on the phone to talk more about the festival is Mackenzie Kramer. She is the events and marketing director for the McCall Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So first off, Mackenzie, you know, a lot of people know that, as we said, it started in the 60s, but they might not really know the history of it, that what it had, it has its roots back in like the 20s with the Payette Winter Games, correct?
It does, yeah. The original carnival, if you want to call it that, the Payette Lakes Winter Games, started in 1924, and it was just a way for people to get together, break some cabin fever. It was a lot of, just kind of homegrown events and competitions. I know the first year they had a dog sled race, and the prize was an orange.
Well, you know, you need something to give people, right?
Well, and probably hard to get an orange in winter snowed in McCall, in the 1920s.
Yeah, no kidding. So, I remember going up for the carnival one year, and they had like the little kind of dog sled races. This was years ago. Do you still do things like that as part of the carnival?
Well, everything with carnival seems to be on a much grander scale. we continue to grow. So, we don't have the local races like we used to, but we have a brand new event that started last year that's the Idaho Dog Sled Challenge, and that has really taken off. It's actually a 300 and a 150-mile race course that mushers from the United States and Canada will come to compete in, and really what they're doing is competing to qualify for the Iditarod or the Yukon Quest.
That is really cool that you do something like that. So how do people watch this? Because there's no way that you can keep up even with 100 miles with a dog sled.
Right. Yeah, it's very hard because it's a long course.
Yeah.
So what they've done, you can actually head over to Idaho Dog Sled Challenge .org, and their website is fantastic. They actually have the mushers carry beacons, and you can track where all of the racers are live on the course. And then that helps you. They're really great information as far as great checkpoints to come and see the teams as they come through. So it'll help you plan your route and see if you can catch a glimpse of some of these racers while they're on the track.
Now, let's talk about the economic impact that the carnival brings in for McCall, because it starts today, the 25th, but it runs through this weekend all the way through next weekend. And
yes.
I'm not even joking when I say it brings in 60,000 people.
No, it's surprising because, McCall, we're about 3,500 full-time residents.
Right.
So when you add 60,000 people to our streets, it's very noticeable. But Carnival has really become a key thing for our local businesses to help get us through that winter push. And we had an economic impact study completed a couple of years ago. And the University of Idaho did this for us, and they found that over those 10 days of events, we inject about $25 million into our local economy from tourists coming to putting a lot of our local citizens to work. Everything that entails puts about $25 million into our economy.
You know what's interesting about that is I met a woman this summer that was going to McCall for a wedding. On this weekend, the wedding's tomorrow, and she was new to the area, and she says, "Why in the world can I not find a place to stay?" And I said, "It's Winter Carnival. I mean, welcome to Idaho." But I mean, that's true. I mean, this is such a big event that I mean, you have people booking a year before. I mean, this is how big this has become.
Yeah, it's we have a lot of people that come one year, and then as they're checking out, they just book the room again for the following year. But that said, even though Carnival starts today, I don't want to scare people away because you can still find lodging.
Right.
We immediately think of hotels first, and a lot of those do fill up quickly. But there are so many property management companies in town. There are great condos, apartments, even houses. especially if you've got, family in town or you want to make it kind of a big event for a group of people, a really great option. And you can still find a few select lodging options.
And you can always come up for a day trip, too. So I think that that's a good
absolutely.
Thing, too. Yeah. I'm talking with Mackenzie Kramer with the McCall Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about this year's Winter Carnival. So any special themes this year? Because sometimes, especially with the ice sculptures, there's sometimes certain themes that go along with them.
Yeah, so this year we went in a totally different direction. We've been having some carnival themes that are very historical focused, and they're wonderful. But we decided to just do a 180 and go a different direction this year. So our theme is legends, myths, and superheroes, which is producing some absolutely amazing sculptures.
So talk to me more about the sculptures. When did that part of the carnival, really take off? Because I think so many people, when they think of the carnival, you think of these ice sculptures because they are truly amazing to see.
They really are. Sculptures were actually pretty much a part of carnival from its current iteration, so starting in the 60s. I think on a smaller scale, as the event started in the 60s, a lot of businesses and families would come and build sculptures just down on the main street.
Mm-hmm.
And as we've grown, it's a little hard to put a sculpture in the middle of right downtown on the road these days. But the businesses have just really taken this and run with it. And a lot of times our sculptures are bigger than we have ever seen them before. But the sculptures tend to start about 3 weeks prior to carnival. So they've been at this really since the beginning of January to produce what you're going to start to see today, which is everything from Batman to Superman. We've got some Sasquatches and of course, Charlie, our friendly lake monster. She's in there as well.
Oh, of course. You have to put her in there.
And, of course.
and you have, these are professional sculptors that come in too, right? I mean, these are
some are. Some are, some aren't. Some, like Crump Home Furnishings, a fabulous family. They've been in business for years. Their family still continues to this day to build their own sculpture. So they don't hire anyone out. And I would say it's about 50-50 as far as the businesses that do sculptures. 50% will hire a sculptor to do it. And those sculptors tend to be pretty local, or at least from the Idaho, area. And then 50% are built by employees or by the owners of the businesses themselves.
And what is nice is that when you're in McCall, there are some businesses right off Main Street like that. But even as you come into town, you start seeing those ice sculptures right away. And I mean, I have to say, it's probably one of my favorite things. And even if you don't necessarily get up there, this weekend or next weekend, as long as it's cold, they stay around for a while.
Yeah, we leave them up as long as we can. It's really up to Mother Nature, but we don't knock them down. We a lot of the sculptures will stay up for a good week or two after Winter Carnival. So, if you can't make it up specifically during the event, there's a good chance they'll still be up and viewable.
And then the Mardi Gras parade is another big thing that happens. And is that tomorrow or Sunday?
That's tomorrow. So it starts at noon, high noon on Saturday, and it'll last for about an hour, but you can pretty much, park it anywhere along the main drag through town. And we have 65 floats this year that will be coming through, throwing beads, throwing candy, and generally just having a lovely time.
And that's a great event for the kids, too, because of all of the floats. But, getting the candy and all of that, and really kind of gets everyone in that festival mood.
It definitely does. And, it's one of the events that you can really see everyone at Carnival. It's amazing to look up and down the street to the right and left of you. And this is like the perfect time to see how many people are actually at Carnival this year. We're usually about 10 people deep along both sides of the street for the parade.
Well, it is such a great time up there, and I really want to thank you for taking some time out of your busy day and chatting with us about the McCall Winter Festival, which, of course, starts today, goes for 10 days, right, Mackenzie?
Yep, through February 3rd.
Okay, thank you so much for taking some time out today. Appreciate it.
Of course, thanks so much.
And my guest today, Mackenzie Kramer with the McCall Chamber of Commerce.